a story of a sainted old mother who had lived out her life here on earth. As she lay on her deathbed, her friends gathered round her, and these were the last words she said. Oh, look, what I'm trading for a mansion. Oh, look, what I'm leaving behind. Oh, look, who will be there to greet me when I step in God's sweet paradise? I'm leaving behind all my sorrow. I'm leaving behind all my care. And I've traded it all for a mansion that Jesus has gone to prepare. Her hands were so feeble and her voice was so low, but she still had a smile on her face. She said, I hear singing just waiting for me. And she looked up to heaven and said, oh, look what I've traded for a mansion. Oh, look what I'm leaving behind. Oh, look who will be there to greet me when I step in God's sweet paradise. I'm leaving behind all my sorrow. I'm leaving behind all my care. And I've traded it all for a mansion that Jesus has gone to prepare. I'm glad I'm saved.
I'm glad I'm
saved.
I'm glad I'm here.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
There's joy in thee.
There's joy in me.
Christ lives in me.
Christ lives in me.
And I in him.
And I in him.
I'm glad I'm saved. Times down here,
I am consumed
by thoughts of doubt,
of
fear and gloom.
But there's a thought
that brings me joy.
That brings me joy.
It makes me happy
just to know.
I'm glad I'm saved.
I'm glad I'm
saved. I'm glad I'm here.
I'm glad I'm here.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
There's joy in peace.
There's joy in me.
Christ lives in me.
Christ lives in me.
And I in him.
And I in him.
I'm glad I'm
saved. I'm glad I'm saved.
I have been blessed. That's plain to see.
That's plain to see.
For he's provided my every need.
But the greatest gift
I have received.
I have received
was his precious blood,
that
set me free. I'm glad I'm saved.
I'm glad I'm saved.
I'm glad I'm here.
I'm glad I'm here.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
There's joy in thee.
There's joy in me.
Christ lives in me.
Christ lives in me.
And I in him.
And I in him.
I'm glad I'm saved.
I'm glad I'm saved.
I'm glad I'm
healed. I'm glad I'm healed.
Ain't you glad you're saved?
Ain't you glad you're saved?
Ain't you glad you're healed?
Ain't you glad you're healed?
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh,
ain't you glad you're saved?
Ain't you glad you're saved?
Ain't you glad you're
here? Ain't you glad you're here?
Amen. Amen. It's good to be saved. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, we could be rich, you know, in money, but I'd rather be rich in salvation. Amen. Amen. He may not pay off all the time, and it may not be on the 15th of every month, but I'm glad every day I wake up that I can say that I know, that I know, that I know that I'm saved. Boy, isn't that a comfort knowing that you're saved? There's a lot of people that walk around and doubt the salvation all the time, doubting something all the time. I never doubted my salvation until I got saved. Amen. That'll sink in on some of you sooner or later. Take your King James Bible, if you will. Let's turn to Jonah. Jonah chapter number 1. Well, I'm sorry. Let's do Jonah chapter number 2. Jonah chapter number 2. It's an honor to be here. I love you, Pastor. Good man. Let's stand to our feet in reverence to reading God's word if you find your place. I love that man. He's a good friend. And I think a lot of him, and it's an honor to be here with you. And I appreciate his trust in us with his pulpit. And I pray we'll be a help to you this morning.
Yes, brother.
I don't know most of you. I don't know who's a member here and who ain't, but the Lord does. And the Lord knows who's saved in our midst and who ain't. And the Lord knows who's running from him. Amen. So you just get comfortable this morning, because we're going to be here for 3 days. Anyway, Jonah chapter number 2. And we'll begin reading verse number 1. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord. Boy, that's a good sign, isn't it? Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hadst cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about, and thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me about, round about. The weeds wrapped around about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy temple. I'm going to try to preach you a message this morning on a man on the run. A man on the run. Let us bow our heads. God, Heavenly Father, I pray that we be a help and a blessing this morning. God, I pray that you anoint our preaching. I thank you for helping us in our study time. But God, Heavenly Father, I pray for each and every soul that's underneath this roof. I pray, God, if there's one here lost, God, I pray this is the morning of salvation. But Lord, if there's one here giving up on you, I pray, God, they see that you've not given up on them. And I pray, God, you anoint us this morning. Help us, guide us. Lord, let us hide behind your cross this morning and lift you high, that you may draw all men unto you. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen. You may be seated. Here we see, and we know this scripture very well. We know the story about Jonah. He went down to Joppa and decided he was going to go to Tarshish, and he loaded up on the ship. And when he got up on that ship, there's some mariners on there, and there were some shipmen, and they decided they was going to take off. And Jonah got on the ship, and my friend, it's something when the wrong burden gets on your ship.
Amen. Yeah. Now let me just bear with me here for a moment. But as they started sailing, the storm arose. And when the storm came, it came out of nowhere. Yeah. Isn't that sometimes how storms come about? They come without a sign. Yeah. They come without a warning. Oh, yeah. And sometimes they hit so hard, it'll scare you slap to death. But friend, never worry, never fail, that if God is in your ship and God is in your boat, you will reach your destination. And friend, here they got up on the ship, and here they begin to go. And they was going on their way, and the storm came in. I remember when we was living at the other farm that we had, and my son and I was working on an old Volkswagen Bug. My wife had worked on it all the time. Them old German cars ain't no count. We worked on that thing all the time. And I remember we standing there and had the little hood up, and I heard a roar.
Yeah.
I never heard such, and it was something that was strange to me. It was a beautiful day. The sun was out. We was doing something we enjoyed. And all of a sudden, I looked up, man, I mean, trees were just bending over.
Yeah.
And it was a sheer wind like I ain't never seen in my life. And it was a storm rolling out of Wartburg. It was coming our way. I ain't never seen anything like it. Though it was beautiful and though it was pretty, it terrified me.
Yeah.
I thought, oh my goodness, that storm has crept in on me.
Yeah.
And I ain't even seen a warning sign. Yeah. I ain't seen nothing. Yeah. I got to get my family to safety.
Yeah.
Because the storm is about to come. Uh-huh. I got my little boy, and here we went. Son, I don't think his little feet hit the ground but two or three times.
Yeah.
On the way to the house, I run in the house. My wife said, what's going on? I said, there's a bad storm coming.
Yeah.
She said, it's sunny outside. I said, but you are to look that
way.
Friend, I'm going to tell you this. You'll get so focused on the beauty of what the blessings that God's giving you that you won't even pay attention that the next storm is on its way. This storm come through, and boy, here they were. They didn't know what direction it was going to go in. Didn't know what was going to happen. They began to row. They began to row. They wanted to get to the shore. They wanted to get to where they needed to go. But my friend, God had another plan. God did not want that boat to hit shore yet. You may think it's time for you to give up and just anchor away, but I'm going to tell you, God ain't done yet, and God ain't done until God says he's done. Amen. So here we went. They went to rolling, done everything they could, and they said, hey, let's see what in the world's going on here. What's happening? What's going on? Jonah laying down in the side of the bottom of the ship asleep.
Yep.
He didn't care what happened. He'd rather die than go do what God wanted him to do. They had the wrong burden on their ship.
Uh-huh.
What are you saying? Well, they began to unload the ship in the storm. They got rid of their tackling. They got rid of everything else. You know what? They got rid of the things they needed. It's easy for us to turn loose of certain things in our life, but it's awful difficult for us to turn loose of something we love. Amen. Oh, yeah, we'll give up little Debbie's just like that right there. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
We'll give up eating this, or we'll give up eating that, but when God says, I want you to lay your Isaac down. But when God desires something else, say something that you may not want to turn loose of.
Yeah.
You may have been carrying a burden for a long time for somebody or for a work or whatever it is. You've got to understand that God said, cast it on him. You can't carry that thing any further. You've got to the point this morning that God's saying enough is enough. You need to give it to me. You wonder why you're in a storm all the time, because you're carrying a burden that you won't lay down. You're carrying something on your ship that don't need to be there. And friend, if you ain't careful, you'll throw off all the blessings that God gave you, that God gave you to do the job that he wants you to do, but you'll get rid of them very easily. But friend, the one that's on your boat that you care the most for is the one God wants. Oh, it's hard to turn loose of something you love. Oh, it's hard, isn't it, to turn loose of that one thing. God ain't too concerned about the things you don't love. Because if you don't love it, why should he?
Go ahead.
We take the blessings that God give us for granted every day. Amen. Every one of you got here by a vehicle. How do you think you got that vehicle? Now you'll trade that sucker in as soon as you get some money and you see something prettier that you can afford. You're going to trade it in. You know why? Because you don't love it.
Amen. God help us.
But let God give you a Corvette and say, say, now give that back to him.
Yeah.
That's kind of a Chevy prodding. I'd give it to him. But if it was a Mustang, I'd say, now hang on here a minute, now, Lord. God is concerned about what you love.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You know why? Because the Father gave up something he loved.
Oh, yeah.
He gave up his son for you.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
You think about this, you can search all through heaven.
Yeah.
And there was not one that was loved more than Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And that's the one that he came up for you and I. Son, but how much more did he love you?
Yeah.
And here you are carrying things you are not carrying.
Right.
You're carrying things in storms that you are not have, and you're getting rid of things that God gave you that you need.
Yeah.
Don't you know when that storm was over, they started looking around that ship. They didn't care much for Jonah then.
Right.
But boy, they sure needed their tackling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. They sure needed their rigging. They sure needed the things that they had in that boat. They said, hey, we got rid of some of the wrong things.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you ain't careful, you'll give up your Bible study.
Amen. Yeah. You're right.
You'll give up going to church on Wednesday night.
Oh, man.
Amen. Yeah. There's a lot of churches done gave up on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Amen. That's good preaching right there. I don't care who they are. I don't care what their title. I don't care their denomination.
Hey.
But God said, do it ye the next more.
Yeah.
The time's approaching.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
Amen. That's a firm amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But here we see that we'll get rid of the things that we need the most. We don't need Sunday school.
God.
Yeah.
We don't need them. My children don't need Sunday school.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah, stick your foot on that now. We'll stomp the whole foot.
Yeah.
We don't need just dance on the toes. We'll get the whole foot.
Yeah.
Amen. When you start backtracking on God, you wait and see if your life don't fall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Genesis chapter number 26, I remember the time when they went over there and Isaac looked and he found the wells that his father had, and the Philistines had went over and filled it up with the earth, and they covered it up, and he had to go back and redig the well.
Yeah.
You know why he went and redug it? Because he once knew that there was water that flew out of that well once before.
Yeah.
And he knew he had to get right back to the old path.
Yeah.
They had the wrong burden on the ship, and they didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
They went down there and said, "Oh, sleeper, why thou sleepest?"
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. A lot of people asleep right now in the house of God. Amen.
Yeah.
A lot of people went to sleep on the Lord.
Yeah.
But he's got a way of waking you up.
Yeah.
Amen. He did Paul and Silas when he shook the prison, didn't he?
Yeah.
He shook his heart, the fetters fell off.
Yeah.
They wasn't expecting that. I'm going to tell you, God will make a ground-shaking event come your way, and whatever's binding you down, you better watch out. God will move it out of the way.
Uh-huh.
If he can roll the stone away, not for him to get out, but for you to look in, I'm going to tell you, God can move your obstacle out of the way. Here he was, and they, "Oh, sleeper, why sleepest thou?" You know what they're saying? They said, "Hey, man, we've searched ourselves. You're the burden."
Uh-huh.
They realized it. Why did they go down there and wake him up? They realized he was the burden.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You all know what burden you got in your heart.
God,
this is your ship.
Yeah.
This is your vessel.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yeah.
What you got in it? We all should have a burden. We should carry a burden.
Oh yeah.
But there's some burdens that you carry and you hang on, and God has been there the whole time going, give it to me.
Yeah.
If you'll turn loose of that, I can fix it.
Oh,
I can deal with it. I can do it. Give it to me. You come up to the altar, whether it's your home, if this church is some other church, and you lay down there and you waller, you cry, you just go on, and Lord, help me. You go to prayer room, help me, help me. And the whole time God's saying, just give it to me.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
It could be your children.
Good praise.
Yeah.
Could be your husband, could be your wife, it could be a work that God wants you to do.
Yeah.
I just can't, Jamie. So Jonah said, hey, I'm just paraphrasing, I gotta go quick. He said, hey, just throw me in the sea. Yeah. You know what he's saying? He was so far gone that he was saying, hey, you kill me.
Yeah.
Hey, you ever met people in church? Amen. They said, hey, I am the problem. I know I'm the problem, but I ain't going to do nothing about it. You throw me out.
Yeah. Right?
Oh.
Preach, brother.
Why did he get it?
Preach.
See, I went to church. Now, I was born an independent, fundamental, missionary Baptist church. And I know how it works. But, oh, everybody's okay with coming in and making a mess of a problem.
Yeah.
But, boy, they sure don't like to be dealt with.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Isn't that right? When I passed the funeral, I was kind of like Barney Fife. Nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I said, you come to this church, you don't act like a nut, I'm going to put you right in front of them, and we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
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 It works.
Yeah.
It does. It really works.
The bird can move on, not lose half of
But he was basically saying, how do you throw me in? Why don't you throw yourself in?
Yeah.
He knew he was probably why didn't he put the burden on everybody else to do something about it?
Right.
He could have done it himself. He's the one that messed up. Them boys didn't. They were just trying to help him along the way.
Yeah.
Right? But all they gathered him up. But before they did, them men loved. You know what they done? Bible said that they rode the much more.
Yep,
that's right.
Boy, that's some love, wasn't it?
Yep.
They knew that that man said, if you throw me in, you'll be saved out of this storm.
Yeah.
But till the end was like, hey, I love this bird.
Yeah.
And I can't just throw it away. I love it too much. And they worked even harder. They done everything else they could because they wanted to love on that bird. And they wanted to save it. They wanted to take care of it. You can't help everybody.
Yeah.
You can't save them. God can.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And when maybe God's just waiting on you to have enough faith to turn them over to Him, that He can save them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard.
Good preacher, brother.
It's hard to turn somebody over to God.
Oh, yeah.
And let God deal with them. You see what trouble they go through.
Oh,
oh, the conviction and all the worry and all this going on.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you're just so concerned. And you just pray. And you just, oh, it's hard to watch it.
Yeah,
it's hard to watch it. Don't you know when they went through me and they finally went and got him. And they asked the Lord to forgive them for what they was about to do.
Yeah.
Read that scripture.
Yeah.
As they went to throw him in, oh, they asked the Lord. In a few verses other, they said, hey, you better pray to your gods.
Yeah.
But now, when they go to haul him and throw him over in the sea, they prayed to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
They prayed to the Lord. Asked the Lord for forgiveness. And they threw him in. And once he was thrown in, calm.
Yeah.
Peace.
Yeah.
It was over.
Yeah.
Their part is over. That's as far as they could go with that burden. There was nothing else they could do. That was it. And they committed it to the sea. The Bible doesn't tell us much more about these men and what happens and what transpires after that with these men. We'll get back to them in a minute. So Jonah hits the water. He was in such bad shape, he'd rather somebody else just kill him than him even do something to himself. Ain't that something? Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Running from God. Had a job to do. This man was a saved man. This man was a preacher that preached the word of God.
Yeah.
And he ran from God.
Yeah.
And because he ran from God, he almost sunk the boat of those that was innocent of the problem.
Yeah.
He put his problem on somebody else's boat and just about took them down with it.
Yeah.
If you ain't careful.
Yeah.
Hmm. If you ain't careful, maybe you're the burden of somebody.
Yeah.
And you're bringing their ship down.
Right.
Lord, help.
Amen.
Lord, help.
That's a whole nother message.
Oh, yeah.
here they was, and old Jonah, he hit that water, and the Bible said that, hey, people always say that a whale can't swallow a man, but they forget one thing about it. God made this fish. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. He made this fish.
Yeah. For you. Oh, yeah.
He hit that water, that fish swallowed him up. He spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, and he called it hell, didn't he?
Yeah.
Said he had weeds wrapped around his head.
Yeah.
He's talking about bars of bone. He was talking about the rib cage of that fish that he was in. He was in a mess.
Yeah.
Boy, it didn't take him long, though, did it?
That's right.
It didn't take him long. You know what he said right there? He said, and then Jonah prayed. You know what he said? Lord. That's all he had to say. He said, Lord. Hey, that tells me God was waiting on him the whole time. And that fish had to be a liberal because when he said, Lord, he puked him right up. I'm going to tell you, friend, that's how God works.
Amen.
Three of you got
that.
I'm glad you did. Amen.
Yeah.
Might have some of them in here, but anyway.
Good preacher.
You see the commercial right there.
He hit the ground running. He said, buddy, I'm going to go where God told me to go.
Yeah.
And I'm going to preach.
Praise God.
You know what he said when he was in the middle of that well? He basically, after he got, I remember.
Yeah.
Hey, the Bible didn't say that the Lord remembered Jonah.
Right.
The Lord never forgot about it.
Amen.
He never forgot about it.
Right.
He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us.
Right.
This was a saved man. You know what the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter number 34? He said he'll seek that which was lost. He came searching for me.
Right.
He came searching for you.
That's right.
Let me say this. Jonah was off the boat. In a fish's belly in the sea.
Yeah.
You can't get no further than that on this earth.
That's right.
Unless you fall down into a well somewhere. My friend, that's as low as you can get.
Yeah.
But yet, he was in the belly of a fish at the bottom of a sea, and yet God could still reach him.
Oh, yeah.
I would tell you that God was still seeking Jonah, though Jonah was laying in a fish's belly at the bottom of the sea for 3 days and three nights. I'm glad that my God walked on the dark
hills.
And walked on the dark hills. He's searching you out.
Amen.
I'm glad he came looking for me.
Oh,
you may not care much about it, but I'm going to tell you the best day ever happened in my life is when I was in the biggest mess of my life. And I looked to my left and I looked to my right. I could not find anyone. But praise be to God.
Yeah.
I felt the arm of Jesus coming down. Put my foot upon a solid rock and establish my goals. Amen. I'm glad he gave me a backbone.
Amen.
And we all need one.
Yeah.
Here we are. We see Jonah, though as far and low as he was, God still loved him. Though he was so disobedient, God still cared for him.
Amen.
Though he was a man on the run, God was after him. When you start running from God, you're either going to run faster or you're going to stop. You can't keep the same pace. It'll wear you out. It'll wear you out.
Good preacher, brother.
It'll wear you out. Have you ever ran from God?
Oh, yeah.
Am I the only one that's ever done anything like that? I mean, man, I've ran from the Lord about a lot of things.
Yeah, me too.
Amen, I have.
Preach, brother.
I ran from preaching the Word of God for 8 years.
Oh my.
I'm 22, so gray hair on my head wore me out. 8 years I ran from the Lord. I'm not 22. I know I look at it. Ran from the Lord for 8 years, and I tell you, the very morning the Lord pricked my heart to preach the Word of God,
you,
I was laying in my bed on a Sunday morning, and it's doing a little snowing, and she said, we're going to go to church this morning? No.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
No. No, we're not going. We've been going. Mount Kingdom Baptist Church, just young. I said, nope, ain't going. And I started running from that moment.
Yeah.
Have you ever ran from God?
Yeah. It's real hard.
It ain't fun. It's hard.
Oh, yeah.
loosen up hair, sunglasses on, get behind the pulpit, you have missed the mark.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't in these clothes.
Right.
It ain't in me. It's in the Word of God. It is what God gives us. And you better be thankful if you've got a man of God and preach the out of the Word of God. That's why we're Independent Missionary Baptists. That's why we're not Methodists. Amen. Amen. I better move on. But anyway, we see here that boy Jonah, he is the burden. But boy, he's on the right path now. And he's heading the right direction. Isn't that right? He got tired of running and got caught. Boy, it's nice to stop running. Say, just get me.
Yeah.
Hey, did you ever play as a kid? You'd play tag and you'd run, your tongue hang out, and you finally was like, just get me.
Yeah.
Just get me. Ain't that right? I was kind of a chubby kid. I didn't run too far. And I was always one, I just stopped still, get me. Jonah was stopping. The Lord used him. Used him in a mighty way. So let's go back and talk about those men on that boat. Hey, it's proven. We agree they loved Jonah because they didn't want to throw him overboard. When he told them to do it, they rowed the much more.
That's right.
They cared and they loved for that man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do we agree on that? Well, how do you think they felt when they threw him over and never saw him again?
Right. Yeah. Wow.
Now, during this time, before Jonah gets to Nineveh, he's been in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights. So there's 3 days, three nights. They're on their fourth day. Now, we don't know the time span of how this was. Could have been a week, right, before he got to Nineveh. We can speculate. We can study and look at how far each city was. And we could probably find out that, hey, it was probably within a week that he got there. But we don't know that for a fact. So we know at least 4 days. So let's just say there's a few more. Right? Okay. So, when he reaches Nineveh, the Bible said that he reached Nineveh, he preached to the whole city. Did he not? So, them men on that boat, wonder how long it was before they heard the news. Could have been a month.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have newspapers. They didn't have the news and TV. And they didn't have cell phones to text it real quick. I'd say one day.
Yeah.
I like to use my imagination on a lot of things, so you just bear with me. I'd say one day them old boys was back on their ship. I'd say they're about to launch back off into the sea.
Yeah.
And I'd say somebody come down to Joppa and said, hey, I need to buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Where do you go? I want to go to Tarshish. Set my mind with them boys. And I remember.
Yeah.
I remember a time as a man come and I'd say, boy, there's other, I don't want to talk about it. I've tried to forget about it.
Yeah.
I've worried about that. And I felt so bad about that. I've never been able to turn that loose. And I just, I've worried. And, I think that we may have done wrong. I think we may have done the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I've struggled in my mind.
Yeah.
I say, one of them, that man said, hey, why is that so sad? I just want to go to Tarshish.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you a story.
Yeah.
There's a man one time come down here.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't think much about it. He come from Joppa.
Uh-huh.
Come down here to Joppa, and he wanted paid the fare, and he wanted us to take him to Tarshish. We hadn't rolled off very far. We got out there a little bit, and there's a storm come up that I'd never seen in my life.
Yeah.
About tore our boat all to pieces. That took us down. It was so bad, we threw all our good stuff out.
Yeah.
We got rid of all the stuff that we needed the most. We threw it all out. We lightened that ship up. We done everything we needed to do. Just nothing. And that man said, you're going to have to throw me over. I said, I tell you, my heart broke. Those men over there, their hearts all broke. We couldn't do it.
Yeah.
We just didn't have it in us. We just couldn't turn it loose. But come to find out, there's a man on the run.
Uh-huh.
He was running from a man, and he was running from his God.
Yeah.
And he told us that he was. And we asked his God to forgive us for what we're about to do. And we pulled him up and we threw him in the ocean. But when we did, the ocean went calm, but we never saw him again.
Yeah.
Say a hand said, was his name Jonah?
Yeah. Yeah.
It sure was.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. Me and my family are from Nineveh. Amen. Me and my whole family is from Nineveh. And there was a man that told us the exact same story, and we had thought it was so hard to believe. We thought it was just so unbelievable, but there was something about that man. He had some boldness about him. He told us all about heaven. Told us about the Lord. Told us about another one. He also told us that his name was John. That he was once a man on the run.
Yeah.
Amen.
But he stopped still one day and said, just get me.
Yeah.
Just get me.
Thank God.
Just get me. Maybe you're here this morning and you're a run.
Yeah, brother.
And you know you are.
Yeah, brother.
You're either lost and you're running from it. You don't want to give up your fun and this. Oh, you don't know what fun is until you get saved. I ran. I had a head-on collision with God one day and knocked the devil right out of me. I'm going to tell you, friend, the best thing that ever happened in your life is to get born again. You say, oh, but Jamie, I'm carrying this burden. I'm carrying it, and I've carried it and carried it, and God's been waiting this whole time for you to get. Why in the world won't you turn it over in faith to a man named Jesus?
Yeah.
They can do something about it and do things that you cannot do.
Right.
He can do things a doctor can't do.
Right.
He can do things a president can't do. Right. He can do things Congress can't do. Yep. He can do things your mama can't do.
Yeah.
Your daddy can't do. He's God. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Give it to him. If you trusted God enough to give him your soul, why can't you give him your burden?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. How about that? How about that?
Yeah.
Are you running?
Good preacher,
brother. Are you running?
Real good.
Are you running? Has God pricked your heart to do something for him and you're scared slapped to death? Hey, when you're scared the most is when God can use you the most.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
How about it? What are you running from? Look what all Jonah was running from. And when he ran to it, look at the reward.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible said the entire city.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what it said? The entire city. How about that? Boy, I tell you right now, if I walked in somewhere and the entire city got saved, why, heavens, you'd have to bury me. I'd shout myself silly.
Yeah.
Ain't that right? Ain't that right, preacher? If you walked into, let's say we went down there to Crossville, me and you looked up, we walked down Crossville, we walked from one end of Crossville to the other, we just shouted Jesus, and they all got saved. Lord, you have to take me right on down to the hospital.
Amen.
Hook me up to everything, because my heart's about to explode. Amen?
Good gracious.
How about it, friend? Why'd you run? Get off the run.
Yeah.
Stop running. Stop holding on to something in your ship that don't need to be there.
Oh, wow.
And give it to God.
Yeah.
The greatest shame in the world is not coming to the altar. The greatest shame is not coming.
Amen.
You'll be surprised the one in front of you, side of you, back of you may have been praying for you this whole time.
Amen.
You may be their burden. And when you come give it down, they say, thank God. I've been praying that they would.
Yeah.
Amen. Revival could break loose in that.
Oh, yeah.
In your family. How about it? Let's stand to our feet. Can a player come play softly? Just play softly. Maybe